Log Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass, chilling with my nigga Papa Ty. Time was on the dog.
What's up, dude?
Chilling.
Trying to get
what's
you
the word
together,
of the day,
man?
Brother?
Shit. My word for the day right now. What?
Huh?
Wow. My computer is really jacked up today.
Oh,
did you, I got a couple of things I want to hit you up with, man. Did you check
what's
out
up?
My boy last night? You check out my boy last night?
Who?
The Miz.
Wow, fuck The Miz.
My boy put it on him last night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My Lakers got blew the fuck out.
Yes, that was not good.
Bobcats. Right now, the Lakers are sitting fifth in the Western Conference, dude. Fucking fifth. Fourth or fifth. You know, San Antonio's up there. They got the best record. Then Dallas. Then Dallas, the Spurs. They record a little bit better than Oklahoma City. But hey, I don't know what's going on, man. Help me out.
Dude, I have no idea. I have no fucking idea, man. I've been trying to figure that shit out my damn self. But you know how that go, man. We always start off slow like that. Once we...
Yeah. And now they talking about trading.
That ain't gonna happen.
You know who they talking about trading, though?
That Carmelo shit, that ain't gonna happen.
Nah, well, I mean, who wouldn't want, who don't want Melo?
Yeah, but
you
this late in the year? You can't do it. You can't do it this late in the year, man. I'm sorry. This late in the year, it can't be done. Can't be done this late in the year. He's not gonna need anybody to go in that triangle. It's not gonna work. It's not going to work, dog.
Well, I
got
one thing. You need to keep Bynum, man. They talking about trading Bynum. I know he always hurt, but see, when he healthy, that young boy.
If we trade him, who the fuck we got in the middle come playoff time? Nobody.
I don't know, man, but.
Because I mean, don't get me wrong, that's my dude and all. But Paul can't bang up against Boston. Too many big bodies down there.
I don't know. It's not looking too good right now. I mean, I ain't panicking yet.
Nah, I ain't panicking. I think my boy Arteta's going to get it together. He's going to pull himself together. You know, he has to get some attention, man. He wasn't in the limelight. He wasn't getting no attention, you know. He finna get his little attention. He ain't got his little attention, his recognition, his name out there again. That's that. We gonna be back right.
All right, I'll take your word for it, man. But I'm
gonna have a drink to that.
Yeah, do that.
I'm gonna have a drink to that one.
You better get it together. That's all I know.
Hey,
all right,
man.
All right.
You said what now? I didn't hear you.
What Obama did to Bill Russell? Obama gave Bill Russell the Medal of Honor today. That's the highest honor you can get as a civilian.
Playing basketball?
Bill Russell. Yeah, he gave it to Bill Russell today.
Okay. I see we got somebody want to chime in on this conversation. What's up, Wick? What's the business, dog?
What's going on, Cash Father Time? Happy anniversary, fellas.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Word up, dog. What's going on, man?
What's good? Shit, I'm out and about, man. On my way to the crib, watching all these police pulling everybody over. They out here deep.
Yeah, I was out there earlier, man. Them motherfuckers is on the move, dog.
I was like, what? Is it election day or something? What the hell going on?
It's Tuesday.
Nah, they was out like this yesterday when I got off work.
Oh, you know what they're saying? Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, I heard what Father Kyle was talking. I thought the Medal of Honor was only given to somebody that was in the military.
Yeah, you know, you beat me to that.
I don't remember exactly.
You sure it was the Medal of Honor, or was it the what is it called? The National God, it's on the tip of my tongue. The National something, but it's one of the highest honors you can get as a civilian. But I thought the Medal of Honor was for our military.
It could be. I could be wrong. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know, the highest awards you can get as a civilian. I know that.
Yeah, I heard that, but I didn't hear what it was. I didn't know what they gave them. You know how they lie on the internet.
No, this wasn't no lie, dog. I heard this one on the radio.
Oh, it was on the radio? Who? Tom? Oh, y'all don't get Tom joining out there.
No, I don't know. No, What's going on with you, dog? What's on your mind, man?
I want to say fuck Fiker right now. You know that motherfucking be Fiker. You don't know who Fiker is? Look on your check. You'll say fuck him too.
Fiker.
Shit.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. Fuck.
Shit. Fuck Fiker. I think it's that dude to be on the back of the bus laughing at you, man. I really do.
That's
so fuck you back there laughing at. Huh?
That's so security, man. That motherfucker ain't gonna never go away. You gonna always pay.
Right.
Every time you get paid, they get paid.
No shit.
They ain't going nowhere.
They
gonna be there.
Yeah, but they trying to take Social Security. Ain't they cutting it or something? You got to be a certain age now. I know it's over 65, nine.
They say Social Security is stocked up for the next 40 years. If they don't add anybody else to Social Security as of right now, they got enough money to pay everybody that's on Social Security right now for the next 40 years.
Oh, okay. Because I know yesterday I heard on the news that Obama supposed to be having a speech today about we back in debt again. We finna be broke. And I always ask this question. We the United States of a fucking America. How the fuck we broke?
Helping out other countries, man.
Yeah. You know, we just had this conversation earlier today at work, man. And I got to say this, man. I'm going to say it like I said today at work. We got to be like the biggest bullies in the world, man. We fuck with everybody. We do it. I mean, we over there having fights with motherfuckers that ain't even got. We went over there fucking with Hussein about some motherfucking oil. And we ain't even fuck with, whatchamacallit, what's that motherfucking name? Ben Laden. Motherfucking tapes. He sent tapes and told us, yeah, I fucked y'all niggas up, and I tell you to bring your punk ass over here.
Why didn't it fuck with Bin Laden? Because he got a deal with them Texas motherfuckers. That's why them Bushes never found him. He was goddamn at the Oval Office with them. Shit, he got a deal.
I don't know if he was at the Oval Office, but
was at the bunker.
Be honest with you, dog. I'm gonna let you tell you a little secret, man. When the towers first came down, Bin Laden's family was here before him out.
What?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Was here.
I heard
we
that too.
We let him leave.
He wasn't here, but his people was.
No, that's what I'm saying. His people was here, and we let him leave. Come
it
on,
was like
man.
Two of his
exactly.
sons and his wife and somebody else, wasn't it?
We let the motherfucker straight leave. What kind of shit was that?
Because he make more, it's more money for us. We got a villain.
Hold on.
You know, we can put
hold
that
on,
war on.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
They ain't push one.
What's up?
All right, she did push one. What you talking about? What's going on, Miss Candy?
Shit. What's good?
What's the business?
Same shit, different day.
I hear that.
Whoa. You ain't got to say it with no attitude.
I ain't got no attitude. I'm gonna let you know. You get that attitude with me again. You better chill out. What's going on? She's pulling your card, dog. What you gonna do? What I'm gonna do? Yeah.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. So what's up? What's on your mind today, baby?
Nothing really. No.
Nothing really.
Just chilling.
That ain't good at all. What's up, Janelle?
Hi.
Hello, how is everybody?
Hello,
what it do? What
What's
it do?
Going on, baby?
Nothing much.
Well, you know, tonight is what you want to talk about. So, what you want to talk about? What's on your mind?
Really, nothing. I want to cuss them damn people out at work today, but I kept my cool.
So you want to cuss the people out at work?
Yes, everybody.
Well,
wow.
Everybody was about to get cussed out today.
Well, we
not
got something
everybody.
For that. We got something for that. Now, Janine, you listening to me?
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, baby. What happened? Holler at us. What went back?
They just, you know, people just try to take advantage of your skills you have. They think you won't go nowhere, but they got a rude awakening coming. Yeah, they have a rude awakening. They ain't gonna just keep on taking advantage of me.
Okay. Well, now you know what? To the motherfuckers at your job, we got something for them. This is what we want to tell them. And we're going to tell y'all this straight from the bottom of Janine's heart. What the hell is that?
you good? The baby, you got the bee right here.
I know.
Fuck
the shots with the bell, honey. Fuck your gay ass, very fat accent. Fuck the deep ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
That's what we gonna tell them.
Goddamn right.
Man, was it that bad, though, Janine?
It was. I was high. I finally had to turn another color. But they said they could look at me and tell I was mad. They said I was red.
See what happened?
You pissed, huh?
Yeah, I was pissed.
What happened?
My boss just, you know, they just take advantage of me.
They
think I'm supposed to do. Yeah, they know I say something, but you know, I was just trying to keep my cool today. I was just trying to be nice.
Okay, well, what did they ask you that was out of the normal?
It ain't nothing that's out of the normal. It's just stuff that they're doing. They're doing it more and more now where it's like I'm tired of taking it. And today, he actually tried to approach me like, what are you upset about? Why are you mad all up in my face? talking about why am I mad and hollering and stuff. Look, we ain't about to go there because you don't want me to say nothing.
You already threw me on my head. You ain't getting no more pressure.
What the hell,
who the hell is that?
My fat bag, fellas, I walked in the dungeon, man. You know how they be over here.
Boy, your ass crazy. All
right, let me ask a question. How long do you let your kids live with you?
How what?
How long do you let your kids live with you?
Live with you?
Yeah, do y'all have an age cut off? Like for us, once you graduate, you have to get the fuck out.
It depends on what they doing.
What do you mean what they doing?
I mean, are they in school still? You know, if they going to college and they just coming back home during their breaks.
Okay, let's say.
Yeah, give me a scenario, dog.
Let's say your kid's 25. Right, mm-hmm. 25. And so you got a son. He's 25, and he's still living at home. Have no plans on going anywhere. How long do you let his lazy ass stay there?
And not long. He got to go somewhere.
Yeah, he got to get 25. He got to get the fuck out.
But it's your first kid. It's your firstborn.
It don't matter. He has to learn about the world.
Exactly. You got to get world.
You know, at my crib, once you graduate, you got to hit the dough. You know, we was taught at an early age. I'm not taking care of no grown-ass man. That shit was embedded.
Because, now, you know, the way we grew up, yeah, we had to go. You got to go as soon as you got, which was all, of age. But now, I got a brother who... What? How old is my brother? 28? 29? And he's still at home. I mean, he's left periodically. He's left every now and then. But he comes back. He comes back, and when he comes back, he comes back. He comes back, and he stays a while. And, you know, I look at her, I look at Mom, and I'm like, well, you gonna put him out? And she always got something like, well, he act like he don't know what he's doing out there in the world. Hell, I ain't know what I was doing out there in the world. Either. Hey, motherfucker, bye. You got to go.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't understand what happened from the time we was kids till now. You know what I mean? Because I'd be damned if
true.
I got a son and this motherfucker's just sitting at the crib doing nothing. Let's get the fuck out of here. You got to go. You a man. It's time for you to, you know, provide for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But you also got parents who don't want the kids to leave. They want their kids to stay with them forever. I don't understand that shit.
Okay, now, hold on. Now you did say something, man. And I don't know if I can kick my little girls out into the world like that. If they ain't ready to go, I don't know if
right.
I can just kick my little girls out. Now,
right,
you being a man,
I'm talking about a son.
Yeah, you being a man, you gotta get your ass up. You gotta get up, get out, and do something.
Do something, anything. I don't give a fuck what it is. But come on, man. I mean, how you gonna be 30 years old living in your mama's basement? You know what female wants that? Is there any woman in the world that want a man still living with his mama?
No.
Because if it is, y'all introduce her to me so I can move back in with my mom and ain't got to pay no more bills. And I can just kick it with her.
But you know,
that's crazy, man.
Here's the thing about a son living with his mama. A son ain't gonna really want to stay with his mama too long for the simple fact that shit, he can't do shit. He can't do nothing he wants. He can't do nothing. He can't fuck the way he want to fuck. He can't walk around the house the way he want to walk around the house. I mean,
yeah,
he can't
but
do
what if
shit.
You got that son? What if you got that son that he content with that shit? He don't want to.
He's a lazy bastard. He's a lazy bastard. That's what he is. That's what the fuck he is. A lazy bastard. Now, hold on. Well, I mean, I could be wrong. That's just my point on it. Candy, you got any boys?
I got three boys.
Okay, you got three boys. They get of age where they just ain't doing shit. They don't want to work. They just want to sit in your house, eat your food, and ring up your motherfucking Nipsco. What do you do?
They're going to have to go out and do something.
I mean, is you going to put a foot to that ass and tell them they got to get out or what?
I ain't going to put them out, but I'm a bitch enough to where they'll either go or find a job.
See, that's why I disagree, right? I disagree with that. I disagree with that. Because when I was little, I put up with my mama bullshit just to, fuck it. All she going to do is yell, scream, holler. How long that shit going to last? But she ain't going to ever put me out. So I put up with her bullshit every once in a while. You know, I listen to her, but it ain't going to faze me. Because I know she ain't going to put me out. Then what do you do?
You gotta take his ass to go get a job.
Yeah, you
would.
Now,
how are you gonna take him to
do all that all you want? But that still that may not motivate him.
Oh, he's gonna get motivated.
I'm glad I ain't got no boys, cause I'll put their asses clean out. You got to get the fuck out. Time to go. You didn't graduate it. You go to the service to do something, but you got to get the hell out of here. That's just me. I think boys, I mean, when you're a man, you know, you got to get out there.
But see, I got a comment on that. That's before this nation came to wussies, man. Now, you know, it's common that you see some man stand with their mama.
I understand. You can say with your mama. If your mama is strict, you know, you taking care of your mama. I understand that. I can respect that.
Whoa, dude, you breaking up.
I can respect the man that's taking care of his mom.
Tom.
You.
You're getting a lot of feedback, dog.
Yeah, it's probably just, you know, I'm on my legal thing right now, so.
Okay, you good now. You good.
But like I was saying, I respect the man that if he's living with his mom because his mom is sick or, you know, something like that, you know, I can respect that. But if you just stay with your mom because you don't want to do shit, I mean, come on. And that has nothing to do with the nation. That ain't got shit to do with the nation. That's how you was raised.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, Janine. Let me ask you. Janine?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
You got boys?
Yeah.
Okay. 25. I ain't doing shit. I don't feel like doing shit. I don't want to do shit. What you do?
It ain't 25. It's 18. And I got my calendar ready. And the countdown is on already. And the youngest one is 10. He got 8 years. They going somewhere. You either going to the military or you going to college. Them your two options. It ain't even no just working. No, you can't do that. You got that's not a plan.
That's very true. That's a very true statement. That is not a plan.
Mm-mm.
Great statement.
So all of my kids have to have a plan. You got to have a plan. You just can't be sitting around doing nothing.
Okay, what if your kid's on a plan? What if your kid's on a plan?
And the plan don't go right.
You kind of veer off that plan. What do you do then?
And that happens. And I think I would be there for them, especially my daughters. I will. I might be a little harder on the boys, but on the girls... Like my daughter, she done veered off, messed up in school, but she getting herself back together. She going back. So, you know, she here right now, but you better be on that plan to go back to school.
Okay. You know what? I'm feeling that. I'm feeling what she said right there, man. Because, I mean, you know, like you say, people veer off. I mean, shit, we all have.
Mm-hmm.
You, me. Everybody else, we've all veered off. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Have a plan. Have some type of plan. At least let me know you're trying to do something.
According to Wick, you don't need no plan because it's the nation. We're a nation of wussies.
Man, nation my ass.
What you say? That's not what I said. I said that's why you see more men staying with their mamas now because we have turned to a nation of wussies. Most of these kids nowadays, their grandmama, well, their mother is down there, what, just 15 years younger than them? Grandmama
what's
may be
point,
what,
bro?
10 years?
How does a man stay at home with his mom? What
because
does that have
they don't
to do
have that old, they don't have that old, they didn't grow up like we did. It's different now. We had older people influencing us. We had older
to
people
do the wrong thing, motherfucker.
Huh?
We had older people influencing us to do the wrong. How much of a bad influence was I on y'all?
I'm drinking right now because of you.
Why you playing? Me too.
that don't
because
your
you
point,
I'm drinking.
But you did have your good qualities too. Not much. Not
no,
many,
didn't.
But you had some. I ain't not many.
Yeah.
He had a couple of them. He had a couple of good qualities.
I ain't seen one yet.
And he respected
bullshit,
his mama. That's
man.
A good quality.
Who was the one that was always making a peace between everybody? Me.
Okay. Anyway, how this day been going, y'all? I ain't gonna even let you lie to yourself like that, old man.
No, I want you to explain to me how does a man living with his mother, who's capable of taking care of herself, he's just lazy. What does
I can't explain.
Jason has to do
Dude,
with that.
I can't explain it because I got a brother doing the same thing as you talking right there. I wish he could hear this show. I can't explain
well,
it.
What's his number? We can call him. You want to call him
on the phone, right? That motherfucker ain't going to answer. His lazy ass. He don't even think he got a number. He don't got no time. How the fuck he don't have a number? Shit.
Bunch
that nigga don't got no time.
Our job, but they got a cell phone.
Shit.
I mean, who don't have a cell phone nowadays? Everybody got a cell phone. You may not have no business on it, but you got one.
You turn it on, bro.
You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, we're gonna pay some bills right quick. So everybody, check out a little bit of Tupac, man.
What's your phone number? Now I can make miracles with tempo. It's just a mental written for the nympho. That's the intro. Shoot when you rush me. Woke up and touch me. Why do you wanna fuck me? Just cause I'm paid in the worst way. True. Looking kinda good in your birthday suit. I wonder if you're wild or you act shy. Do you like to be on top or the backside? Watch when you lick your lip and shake your hips. Goddamn, I love that shit. Then let's stop faking and be real now. I got a room and a hard on feel down. Meant to stand at a bar full of black dudes. Say you wanna see my star in my tattoo. When we headed for my heart, I'm back right. Ball player when I ride out, that's right. What's your phone number?
If you really wanna fuck with me, I'm ready.
Baby, let me hear you a call. How long will it take to break if you want?
If you really wanna fuck with me, I'm ready.
Hey, baby, let me hear you a call. How long will it take to break you off? Shit, baby, it's a dime piece, more than just fine piece. Personally, best from the car. If I see the right there, she can get me hard. Didn't wanna talk to me, just to see my car. Never had sex with a rich rap star till I got her in the back. I'm a homeboy's car. Tell me, why do we live this way? Money of a bitch, let me hear you say. What's your phone number? Are you alone? Got a pocket full of lovers that's bone. Time to tell your girlfriend to take you home. I'll have fun, but baby, gotta leave me alone. Bitch, in my mind, take time to rewind these ordinary words I say. If you open your mind, better mean you find it's time. Let the outlaws play. What's your phone number? Baby, let me give you a call. How long will it take to break you off?
If you really wanna fuck with me, I'm ready.
Baby, let me give you a call. How long will it take to break you off?
Hello,
who is
this? Baby, let me give you a call. How long will it take to break you off?
I recognize me when I'm tired.
God.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back. Hey, did y'all hear what he said?
Oh.
That nigga say, I be hitting switches like I've been fixing hydraulics. That's me. He talking about me.
Hey, we got somebody new, man. We got somebody new to the show. We got somebody new to Sam City. Carla, what's happening?
Hey, this is Prissy Girl.
Hey. Oh, Prissy Girl, what's up, baby?
Nothing.
What's going on with
chilling. You? Just chilling. I'm listening to
just
music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what's up.
Well, I wanted to comment about the children thing, the situation. I have two boys, and they both moved when they were 18. My oldest is 24, and he lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's a computer programmer. My youngest is in Boston going to college.
Okay. So you ain't out to force them. They already knew.
Nope. They were gone. They were gone. Didn't have to force either one of them.
Oh, they were tired of getting you cussing them out.
No, actually, I didn't have to push them, either one of them. They're pretty responsible. They're very responsible.
That's what we like to hear. We like to hear young men that's willing to take charge. Prissy.
Yes.
You need to get on SinCity.Spruce.com. See, since you talked about me so bad, about my interrogation room, I'd have changed my format. I done changed my format now. So now, I want you to get on SinCity. Because me and Part-Time, we're in the chat room now. And I want you to get on here and you want you to see. I done changed my whole format now.
All right,
I don't look
I'll
like I'm in the interrogation room no more.
Okay, good. Good, that's good. Okay, wait a minute now. I'm in Sin City, Las Vegas.
Damn. That's what we all want to be.
I know that's right.
SinCity.spruce.com.
SinCity what?
.spruce.com. S-P-R-U-C.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Here it goes.
Okay. Now I got to ask a question. Who in the hell on Facebook?
Me?
Because I keep hearing that ring.
Oh, I'm not on Facebook right now.
Oh, that's enough.
She's all that's ever. You over there on Facebook.
No, that's actually not me. Oh, Jesus.
See, you, I am in somebody.
Hey, Cass.
Yo, what's up, dog?
I had a question for the ladies because I got a fucked up message today, man, on Facebook. And I wanted to ask, you know, could the ladies hate their ex as bad as I guess mine's hate me? Because mine's told me on Facebook, oh, I see you got a new girl. You don't deserve to be happy. I'm like, well, damn, that's some mean shit to say to somebody.
Yeah.
Could you hate your ex that much?
No.
I'm asking the ladies. I don't know who on here, so I'm just going down the first line.
No. I wouldn't hate anybody that much that I would wish them to be unhappy.
That's just evil, ain't it?
Well, I wouldn't. That's not evil, but it's not very mature.
That is evil. What you mean that's not evil?
Yeah, that's evil. That's evil.
That's not evil.
It was so messed up, I couldn't even comment on that junk. I couldn't even get mad. I'm like, you just stupid.
Now, come on, Prissy. Now, you talking about that's not evil. How is that not evil?
Well, okay, fine. It's evil.
No.
Y'all twist my
arm.
It's evil.
Fine. It's evil, then.
I mean, you know it's evil. Now, wait a minute. Well, let me ask you, Wick. Let me ask you. How long have y'all been apart?
Shit. 5-6 years now.
5-6 years, and you gonna tell that man you don't deserve to be happy? Come on. That's being evil. You're being evil.
Yeah, that is kind of mean. I think evil would be to do something to his new girlfriend.
Well, hell, that might be the next step. I'm like, shit. You gonna send some crazy junk like that? I'm like, well, goddamn, what the fuck I do to you? Shit.
Well, you lucky she didn't break into your account and hack your page.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that could be considered evil. Other
I don't
than
even know
just
how
words.
Well, I don't even know how she got on my page for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I denied her. I done blocked her. You know what I'm saying? But some way she find a way around that junk. I don't know what else to do. I'm about to call the police. Harassment. got time.
That might be an option. That might be an option if that's what she's
doing. Huh?
If she's doing all that.
Yeah, you goddamn right. I call the police. Lock her ass up. Shit.
I agree. Lock her ass up.
Lock her ass up. Oh, hey, I done saved every message on there. I ain't responded to none because I know that internet is something else. I done seen some cases on TV about internet, so I made sure I ain't say nothing on that mug. Just saved every message.
Lock her ass up. That's my advice to you. Lock her ass up.
Say, lock the baby. Lock her up.
Lock her motherfucking ass up.
But what
did you do to make her hate you so bad?
Shit, that's a long story, old man. You already know the story, but that's a long story. That'd take more than an hour we got left on this show right now. I ain't gonna say I was an angel. I ain't gonna even lie like that. You know I did some bad things, but like, goddamn, shit. I never say no bull crap like that to her. You don't deserve to be happy. I told her I forgive you. Shit, I was like, you know what? You need a hug. You need Jesus, baby. I forgive you. No, I'm not going to sit up here and argue no more. That's the trick. Argue so I can do stupid. I'm not falling for that no more.
So basically, do she got a new boyfriend?
I have no idea. She is saying she do.
Look at it. Next time she calls you and she gets talking crazy about all that shit, this is what you tell her.
Your mother sucks fucking big fucking elephant dicks.
I'm gonna make sure. Matter of fact, I need that exact sand. That's what I'm gonna have.
And you sitting there hanging the fucking phone up. That's what you tell me.
But the part, you know,
don't get in no trouble, dog. You know what I'm saying?
No.
listen to me, dog. Listen to me, man. I'm gonna tell you something, man, from the bottom of my heart. If you have to do something, and they got you in that interrogation room.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
As long as they don't bring Samuel L. Jackson in there and interrogate me, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, he cutting throats and
everything. Don't tell on yourself, dog. Don't tell on yourself.
Oh, never that.
All right.
I done been in enough interrogation rooms, know how to shut the fuck up.
I guess the bottom line is the bottom line is what me and Father Time is trying to tell you.
Nigga, check that hole.
And be done with it.
That's why I always come to Sin City, because I know I can get some good advice from my fellas. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And we do that all day. Hey, Miss Prissy.
Yes.
I see you in the chat room now.
Yes, I am. I said I like your new venue. Looks very good.
Thank you.
Looks professional.
You did me so bad last week.
What she do to you, Cass? What she do, Cass?
Oh, man, you told me I look like I was in an interrogation room.
What?
You did. He had a light up there and everything.
So they saw that.
Hey, I got
the light in your
cement wall. Cement wall.
What's your name?
What's your name, I got my star wall up here, so whenever y'all come through down in the dungeon, I need y'all to sign
the wall. I'll be there tomorrow for the show, bro. I'll be there for the show tomorrow.
I need y'all to sign the wall. Candy, you want to come sign the wall?
Where?
I just think about it. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Shanae, you want to come sign my wall?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. That's what's up.
I said yeah. I said yeah.
I said okay, baby. That's what's up. See, I know what time it is, and I know what's on. So y'all ain't got to keep playing us like y'all don't like. Y'all really listen. And we know Darren is some shit.
I'm not even watching TV.
You missing Darren?
Yeah, I do miss him though.
The show on, I mean, the show come on tonight?
Yeah, it usually does, but I'm not watching it right now. So.
You ain't watching it?
Hey,
Janine?
Yes.
The show is on and you're not watching. Is that what you're telling
me? I'm not watching it. I'm for real.
Don't bullshit.
My TV's on, but it's on mute. I always have my TV on. It's on mute.
Don't bullshit me.
I'm for real.
So goddamn well, you don't miss that shit for nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing something right now.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Oh, boy, y'all is crazy out here. You know that, right?
Hey, but I do want to touch back on a little subject we was talking about earlier, man. With the bombers and all that bullshit, man.
With the who?
With the bombers. You know, with the towers, how y'all was talking about it was about the oil and all that stuff, you and Wick.
Yeah.
You know, this is the most president that anybody talks about, man. Is it because he black? Why? I mean, you hear so much about this president and this first lady, dude. About how she dress and what he doing. This man can't take a shit without motherfuckers trying to see what he got in there.
Well, what do you expect? You didn't think he knew that going in? That he was
going to
watch under a microscope? He the first black president. Everybody in the world watching him. And he knew that going in.
But see, that's not what I'm disappointed in. I'm disappointed in the black people. We already knew he was going to go through this bullshit. So why are we giving his hassle? Give him the hassle.
Anybody say nothing about Obama?
Man, they saying it's steady going down. The ones that voted, he might not make next term.
He ain't.
And you don't think
that's fucked up? That's no secret. Why is it fucked up? Because he don't get voted back in. That's fucked up because he don't get voted back in because he's black. Right? That's why he ain't going to get back in, right? Because he's black.
What other reason he ain't going to get back in?
He ain't doing a good job. Maybe that's what it is.
What job? The job was already fucked up when he got in there. How long you think it's gonna take him to get it right? This is why I say I'm upset with the black people. The job was fucked up, but you voted Bush in for two terms. You voted the other Bush in for two terms.
Right.
But Obama, you don't give this black man a
16
chance.
16 years.
Well, hold on now. Now once again, which now as we talking about him working, we got this is to Obama.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
Yeah, right.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I'm still here, y'all. Let me go get my earpiece. Don't ask me no questions. I'll be right back.
What the hell is he talking about?
I have no clue, man.
I didn't want a question asked to me while I was gone, and then y'all put me on mute. That's what I was talking about.
What I'm talking about ain't got nothing to do with Obama. I don't even know how Obama got in it. What I'm saying is, everybody talking shit about Bin Laden. Bin Laden this, Bin Laden that. We should have been called Bin Laden. All this bullshit. First of all,
I don't think Bin Laden exists.
Huh?
No, he's real. He's real. He's a real guy.
Wait a minute, hold on, Father Time. Now, elaborate on that a little bit more. What you mean you don't think he exists?
I don't think Osama bin Laden exists. I think he was made up by the government.
Hold on. Because now I'm kind of curious about where this is going. You say you think that he was made up. He was pretty much fabricated by what? The U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, elaborate a little bit more.
So that they could justify going over to Iran and Iraq.
To steal
and
their
Afghanistan,
oil.
To steal their oil.
Yeah, but they never went nowhere where he was at.
Yeah, they did. They were supposed to.
That's what they were supposed to be doing,
was going to get him.
Yeah, but they never went to go get him. They went to go fuck with Saddam. They never fucked with him.
Remember at first?
I think Saddam was just a side deal. They couldn't find Osama. They couldn't find Osama because he didn't exist. And so they took Saddam. And we don't know if that was the real Saddam anyway. Because you know he had 59 different,
yeah, he did have quite a bunch of lookalikes.
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of
I might be willing to go pay the price for my family, say they're going to set them up with several million dollars. They would never have to worry about a thing. I might be willing to do that. If I was somebody's lookalike, make the world think that we did something about the.
I kind of thought it was kind of easy how they caught his ass in a foxhole.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Right. Exactly. And he was going. What was his plan going to be after that? Was he going to live in the foxhole for the rest of his life?
Probably, if you have a choice.
They said he came out there, but like, man, I'm tired of being down here. Fuck this, arrest me. Take me to a man.
But now, at the same time, now, like I said, now, Osama, he sent the motherfucking videotape and told him, yeah, I did it. Fuck y'all. I did, and I dare you some bitches to come out of it.
And they supposedly went after him, and they couldn't find him.
Yeah.
That's what Desert Storm was, dog. That's what Desert Storm was when we first went over there. Or Operation Desert Storm, not Desert Storm. Operation Desert Storm.
Desert Storm was in 1991.
What
you talking about,
bro? All right, hold on, Wick, because you're about to give out some false information, bro.
Oh. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna set all y'all straight. I'll set everybody straight. Number one. Osama bin Laden does exist.
It's a real live terrorist.
How do you know?
Real live terrorist does exist.
How do you know he exists?
How do you know? Because that's what the government.
How do I know?
That might be a name. That might be his name. But I don't believe that. I mean, there could be a lot of Osama bin Laden.
Okay, let me finish. Let me finish, please.
Okay.
Let me finish. Okay, there is. There is a real Osama bin Laden, okay?
Is he a terrorist?
Can I finish?
Yes.
The reason they went after him was everything was a setup. The towers and all that. All that was a setup. Osama bin Laden is one of the richest terrorists in the world. So America had to give that attack a face. They gave it Osama bin Laden's face. Right?
Okay.
The towers went down, it automatically said bin Laden because he's one of the richest, most powerful terrorists in the world. He controls one of the biggest terrorist networks in the world. He do. So they use him to steal the oil from Hussein. Are y'all following me so far?
Yes, that's what we said.
We went to Iraq because of weapons of mass destruction, which was never found.
Right.
Iraq was about the first George Bush. The second George Bush didn't do it. He didn't do nothing but finish the war that the first George Bush started. That's all he did. They needed a reason to go over there and created the mass
those weapons of mass destruction in order for us to go over there. They brought the towers down to get the civilian population on their side. They wanted all of the Americans on their side. That's why the towers were. I believe the towers were brought down by the U.S. government. I just do.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's why I was saying that I don't believe Osama bin Laden exists. Okay, Father, he does exist. They had to give the tower a face. Okay, they gave a face. Go ahead. Wait, go ahead. I was going to say, you said they gave a face, right? But when them towers went down, who did they go after? They didn't go after Obama. I mean, bin Laden. They went after Hussein. Hussein had shit to do with them towers.
You know why?
When them towers went down, the main pursuit was Hussein.
I'm finna tell you, if you give me a chance, two reasons why they went after Osama bin Laden. I mean, Hussein. They used, when they brought down the towers, they used bin Laden's name. Okay? Okay, bin Laden brought down the towers. Okay. Where is he at? Oh, he's hiding in Iraq. Okay, well, we can go to Iraq and say we're looking for bin Laden. But the American people will really believe that? Nope. I don't think everybody ain't going to believe that. So we got to say that they got all these nuclear weapons pointed at America. Oh, they going to blow us up? Y'all need to go over there and blow them up. That's how we ended up there.
I'm going to tell you, like we should tell the U.S. government, and I wish I had y'all little thing, don't bullshit me. That's bullshit. You know it, and everybody else knew it once you think about it. It's bullshit.
Dude, I was in the service, man. I followed that shit, dude.
I understand
every single angle.
But you said the most important thing. You was in the service. You was bred to understand and believe in what they tell you.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I'm a grown-ass man. I've been in the service, but I'm still going to make my own decision. My own independent decision. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to listen to what they're saying. I'm going to listen to what he's saying. And then I'm going to base my opinion on that. It has nothing to do with me being in the service. Now, by me being in the service, I don't agree with the war because I think Marines are over there dying for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And also, I believe that it's a war that we'll never win. It's another Vietnam.
You cannot in the Army.
I was in Marines. You cannot win a war. Listen, you can't win a war if the enemy isn't afraid to die. American soldiers, we don't want to die. Number one, we don't want to die, number one. These Taliban motherfuckers, they want to die. You cannot defeat that enemy. We're going to lose this war.
Why
do you think Obama's trying to pull them out?
Hey, dog, I got to agree with you. I said the same thing this morning. We had the same conversation at work this morning. And I said the same thing. I said, how can we beat somebody that's not scared to die?
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? Because they were sitting there talking about, well, would you go? Hell no. Why would I go against some motherfucker who feel like it's an honor to die? It's an honor to die for this country.
You get motherfuckers.
Well, you shooting, I'm hiding behind this goddamn tree. I'm not dying for this goddamn president. And this fucking oil.
I'm not going to say that. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me retract you, bro. If you sign your name on that contract to go to the
government, I'm not dying for none of y'all.
And we go to war, your ass got to go.
Okay, hey, Cass.
Period. You got to go.
Hey, Cass, what do we do when we got to select the services?
Hold on.
I'm
rather
go to prison.
I ain't even signed up for select the service, bro.
Nah, I was about to say, what we do for the select the service? Them must sit on the dresser for years.
It don't matter. I don't want to sign up for selective service.
I'm not
sure. Sign your name on the contract, you're going to take your ass over there. Point blank.
And
to let y'all really know, I tried to go back.
I would have went then. I wouldn't go now. I would have went back when I was younger. When I was 21, 22, I would have went.
That ain't the point, man. The point is, if you sign your name on that contract, and you join the United States military, and the war pops off, your ass got to go.
No, you know,
I'm
going to
tell you what
body.
The point that I was making when I said I would have went when I was 21, I wouldn't go now because I'd have got older and I look at things different. Like we was just talking about a grown man staying with his mama. When you was goddamn 16, you wouldn't think about that. It's just changed, man. You get older and you think about it. I see what...
I tried to go to Iraq.
Okay, I got another better one. Did you give a fuck about a president back in 1986? Did you watch all this shit that was going on with that president?
No, I didn't.
Did you worry about the Social Security shit that was going on back in 1986?
Well, I take that back. Actually, I did worry about that kind of stuff.
You're a goddamn liar, a true fan in you, motherfucker.
I was in the Marines in 86, bruh. I was in the Marines in 96. Of course I'm going to worry about what's
going
on in the world.
Before you went then, my fault. Let me go before then. I keep forgetting you about 83 years old, dog.
Hold up. Both of y'all. Hey. Calm down. And furthermore,
act like you got your goddamn sense, people.
All right. Y'all put some of those glasses sitting there going at it.
Fuck you. Pick up the plane, you fool. Because I just don't get how, you know, this was the blackest motherfucker I knew it some years ago. But now you dogging the black president because he's not doing stuff that's...
Who said I'm dogging? I'm not dogging him.
I don't think the man kept his promise. Everybody on that panel is a Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has to go through Republicans. And that's where he's having the problem at, because when Bush is a Republican, so of course he's going to get whatever he wants. But Obama, they're making it worse on him because, he's black, the first black president, and for two, because he's a Democrat. That's how I feel like, and it's not fair that they don't let him in another 4 years because Bush fucked this place up, both of them.
That's the
okay,
whole point.
Let me respond to that. Okay, number one, he is making it hard on Obama because he is a Democrat. That's true. But when Obama first took office, Democrats controlled the Senate and the House, and he still wasn't.
Which one you got? The other one was up there on the thing.
Wait. For being rude, man. You're being very rude now.
Oh, I thought I hit mute.
I just feel like if you're a president, you should be able to, whatever you decide on, you should be able to, it should be able to go through, because I think Obama can do a lot of good to this country.
Right.
Well, I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying what he ran on is not coming to fruition. That's all I'm saying.
But it's not fair to him because everybody's a Republican down there that's in office like that.
He knew that going in, though. He knew when he...
Yeah, but he figured it would be easy. I mean, you don't see the inside until you get in there.
Right. He's never been a president before.
Right. He don't know what's going on. He can't get in, like, in there and on hand-in-hand just to figure it out. They don't do that. He's got to figure that out once he gets in there.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask everybody a question. If I borrowed $100 from you and told you I'm going to pay you next Tuesday, don't you expect me to pay you next Tuesday? What is your point?
What has that got to do with anything? I'm just saying that mostly everything is Republican.
If I borrowed $100 from you, and I told you, hey, I'm going to pay you back next Tuesday, I promise. Next Tuesday, roll around, I don't give you your money. What does that make me?
That's not the same scenario.
No, it isn't. He's not a liar.
No, it's not the same scenario.
Exactly.
No, it isn't.
I told you
no,
what you want to hear. No, listen.
No.
I told you what you want to hear so I can get what I can from you. That's all I did.
No, that's not
no,
true.
No, that's not what he's. That's not what Obama's about.
No,
no
he didn't know what was going on. They're not
hold
giving
on,
him a chance.
On, ladies. Let me just sum this up with one thing that just to listen to Father Time, and we all know one thing. And Father Time, this is what I got to tell you.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
So let it go.
Father Time don't like Obama.
And I don't understand that. I mean, you know, every
exactly.
politician lies, dog. Every politician lies. That's why they get in office. Every Bush
exactly.
made a whole
you
bunch of problems.
But I don't think Obama intentionally lied. I don't think he lied. I think that his intention when he went into office was to fulfill
what he
all
said.
The promises that he
made. He's the man. He knew he couldn't do all this shit in that 1 year. He knew the system was fucked up.
Okay, he didn't
he
say
knew
how he was going to do the shit
and
in 1 year.
And he didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
Everything going to be changed.
He didn't say that. I ain't saying he said that. I never said that.
But if they let him in,
if they
let him
in another 4 years,
promises.
That's
all. Because
he's not doing it right now.
Because they're not giving him the chance.
I tell you what, whoever run against him, as long as it ain't Sarah Palin, they got my vote.
Well, I'm sorry, bro, that it's not cream and cherries for you right now.
Yeah,
because
and
you want to blame and you want to blame it for Obama, but you know that's just like what the black race always do. We find somebody to blame. That is our problem. We find somebody to
responsibility.
Fucking blame and telling taking
dude,
responsibility
it
for
ain't got
ourselves.
Nothing to do with that.
Somebody.
It don't have nothing to do with that.
Okay, why are you mad at Obama? What promise did
I'm
he
not mad. Who said I'm mad at Obama?
Okay,
I'm
what
not
promise
mad at Obama.
Him.
I'm saying
you
Obama.
You don't support him.
I'm
what
saying Obama
did
didn't deliver what he. How you gonna ask me a question?
None of the presidents
man.
Delivered any of the things that they promised.
They sure did.
Well,
matter of fact,
y'all.
They did.
Everybody.
The exact opposite
Father
of what they said they were going to do.
I got a song for y'all. Father Time got a song for y'all that he gonna play for y'all tomorrow about Obama. All right.
I wanna ask, is he a Republican now? You a Republican?
No, I'm not a Republican.
You a Republican now?
I just said no.
Oh, well, you sound like one.
No, I sound like a Republican.
Shit.
Because I don't agree with the man's politics.
I'm just calling a spade a spade.
No,
I'm a Republican. I don't agree with his politics.
We gonna cue the song up tomorrow, man, and we gonna see how Wick feel about the song that you're gonna play. Cause right now Wick and Will I Am is feeling like the same person right about now.
Oh wow. All
right, so we gonna cue the song up tomorrow, and we gonna play the song tomorrow. All right.
And I'm gonna be in the studio tomorrow for it, man. I'm gonna be over there. I'm gonna be in the cave tomorrow, man. I'm coming to the cave. I wanna hear this live.
Nigga, please.
Okay. Now on a more calmer note, I mean y'all done got all hostile and upset about Obama.
I ain't upset about no damn Obama. I'm just not gonna vote for
him. You don't
know
our black president.
Who's my one?
As long as it ain't Sarah Palin, fuck it. I ain't
vote
for Sarah Palin.
What if they vote her in? Then what?
I'm surprised you won't vote for her.
Yeah, I got here with you.
Shit.
I'm not gonna vote. But see, look, I'm not gonna vote for him just because he's black. Okay? He got all the black votes the first time around because he's black. Now people are seeing his politics. Okay?
Why did you vote for
him? We already made history with the first black president. Okay? He got my vote because he was a brother. I ain't gonna even lie. I didn't give a fuck what he was talking about. He was black. I'm voting for him. Fuck it.
But now, you give a
but
fuck.
Now that he hasn't pulled any rabbits out of the hat like everybody expected him to do, you know, black man has to do 2-3 times as much as a white man anyway in society.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask,
baby, you know
ask everybody one question.
They ain't gonna
let me
have
ask everybody one question.
Out his ass.
God damn, man.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. My fault.
Okay, everybody think back 2 years ago. If I think back 2 years ago, is your life better, the same, or worse? 2 years ago today. And be honest. Keep it real. Be 100% honest. Either your life has gotten better since Obama been in, you're in the same spot, or you dropped down a few spots.
Are we going down the line with this?
I just want everybody to be completely and totally honest.
I think mine's better.
I think mine's better.
I think mine's better. Obama opened up a lot of things, dog.
Unemployment is at an all-time high.
All-time high.
No, it isn't.
All-time high.
It is not.
Hold on.
We got somebody new to Sin City. Caller, what's happening? Who is this?
Sunshine.
What's up, baby?
Nothing at work.
Hey, long time no hear.
Yeah, I'm at work.
What's good,
Sasha? Do you ever get a day off?
Do I ever get a day off Saturday and
Sunday?
Always
at work. That's a working
job. Hey, you
got more jobs than from Jamaica.
That should be a good thing.
I ain't mad at you, man. I'm just saying, you're a workaholic. I love you. You keep that cake coming.
What's on your mind, Sunshine?
I mean, I'm sitting here listening to, you know, what you're saying, and how can y'all expect for this man to do what he say he gonna do when every time he try to get something done, somebody blocking it?
Exactly.
Every
well, whose fault is that? Whose fault? He should have got all that
but
stuff
that's
done
not his fault.
The first 2 years when the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate.
Dude, the president is just a face, man. The president don't run this country. The House run this country. He's like Ronald McDonald. He's the face. He don't run McDonald.
He's the face to run America.
He has the power to negotiate.
But his veto, and it got to go through the House before he can make a bill, though. The House run this country.
Right.
The House people stay there longer than the president.
And they're all damn near Democrats.
That's not true. They're Republicans.
Yes,
y'all,
yes,
all y'all
true.
Are wrong. All your
no, we're not.
So you're saying the House don't be there all the time.
So wait a minute. When he send bills to the House and they have to vote on it and they don't vote on it, he can override what they say.
No, he cannot.
No, he cannot.
No, he can't. That bill will go to the next time.
Because if that's the case, he would have the mindset that he was going
right.
To
he would have pulled all the people out of the war. He would have
did everything that he promised. Y'all can't expect that man to correct years and years of what somebody else fucked up. Remember
exactly.
When they were showing talking
years.
About he was
criticizing
him because they said he started
now,
back smoking cigarettes.
He should have ran on that. The only thing he can be considered guilty of
is being a little overzealous in his platform and being a little bit more.
Is that the words you're going to use? Overzealous? You're going to use that word?
Yes.
I can think of a couple of other words I could use.
I'm sure you could.
By the time you think it was a coincidence that this man was.
Look, He ran on a platform for change. Ain't shit
and
changed.
He has done that.
What did he change? Okay, you can go online and see all the bills now. You should couldn't do
I'm
that.
Trying to.
But you can go online and see all the bills in Congress. Okay, whoopee. Okay.
He's trying to, but the Republicans won't let him do it.
Basically,
we have $1 trillion debt now. $1 trillion debt.
And how far was we before that?
It wasn't a trillion.
It was about a trillion. Yes, it was.
That man gave out billions of dollars
to big businesses. We didn't get none of that money. One person on the show, tell me how they prospered from the stimulus deal. One person.
Hold up. You didn't get a stimulus refund? When they were giving the stimulus refund checks out during tax time?
Nope.
I got one.
Wait. Y'all got to understand he owes child support. So now he
owes the government. So he ain't going to get one.
Oh, so you blaming Obama for that too, huh?
I guess
that's Obama's fault too.
Your debt ain't gonna go nowhere. Like you said, we are $1 trillion in debt, nigga. Shit, they want their money.
Man, that money went to big business, dude. Wall Street.
Yeah, it did.
Ford. They got all the money. Y'all didn't get no money.
No, but you also
a couple of hundred.
Also,
you got a couple of hundred in that tax time. Ooh wee.
Also, you also
these motherfuckers got millions. They got
the
millions.
Do you know they
satisfied.
Got
y'all were satisfied with that couple extra $100 in your tax check. Y'all
no,
satisfied
really.
With
that. I make money anyway. I make
you
money all
too,
year long.
You would
have so.
I want the millions.
You would have been satisfied.
Wall Street got millions. They got billions.
Well, you ain't making
billions.
I'm going to
work for one of them companies.
Do you say
I'm going to work for one of them companies that got the millions.
Big business got all the money. Big business got all the money.
Okay.
Money is shit. Big business got all the money. They satisfied y'all with a couple of hundred. So y'all won't say, y'all can say Obama doing a good job. Obama gave me a couple of hundred. That shit.
He just made.
The
bank
that
got
200-300 million.
You made yourself fail.
Oh, quick, open your eyes. See what's going on.
You the one, man. You mad at yourselves.
I'm not mad.
Damn.
I ain't mad. I'm trying to school y'all.
You mad at yourself.
Y'all.
You ain't
trying to school me. Yeah, you don't have to school me.
You know, bro, listening to you, I always thought it would be
school.
I always thought it would be a white dude with a killer mom.
We as the common people, we as common people, we're not getting anything out of this.
No, we never. You common because you want to be common. You common because you want to be common.
I don't know.
I'm not a common person.
Are you making $250,000 a year? If you're not, you common. If you ain't making $250,000 a year, you common.
That don't make you who you are. Making all that money don't make who you are. It's more than that.
That's not what I said.
If you don't make $250,000 in your house, that's exactly what you said.
Exactly. If you ain't making $250,000 a year,
you're common. That's exactly what you said.
That's what you said.
You're common, right? We all are common.
No.
Yes, we are. All
no,
of them.
No, we ain't.
Y'all gotta accept it.
I'm not
common.
I'm not.
People.
Okay.
You ain't rich.
No, I'm not common.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not
I'm
making
not
$250,000.
Common.
You in the common tax bracket.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you are. It's
thank
the
you. That's better. That's a better way to say it. Explain that. Different tax bracket.
If you're in the common tax bracket, you're common. Point blank.
No.
Hey, wait a minute.
It's
everybody,
not a common
everybody.
Tax bracket.
Stop.
It's a
hold
middle
on.
Class.
Can we stop? Can we stop? Hold on.
Read!
Now, one through, you can play all the tax bracket you want, man. It's true. If you ain't making $250,000 a year,
come on now, you ain't there, man.
Hey, Cash, I always thought it was going to be a big man to assassinate Obama. Fuck around, I'm going to be looking at the pictures like, I know that nigga. He did it.
God damn it. Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. It's Sin City. You're supposed to talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm trying to make my point.
Sin City. And I'm like, that's a damn shame what they did to Father Time. You know what I'm saying? That's
hey,
a damn shame,
hey,
man.
Hey,
that's
hey,
just
hey,
what
hey,
Father
hey,
Time. Like,
hey,
that's
what
my
is
nigga,
wait,
too.
What else? I ain't
that's
scared.
My nigga. That's pepped up what they did to Father Time over this bullshit. God, God damn, that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, dude, I'm going to revenge you, dog. I'm going to revenge you, dog.
All right, I tell you what, man. From Father Time to all
kiss
y'all.
Kiss my ass.
My mouth ain't that big. Sorry.
So you just want one of them to kiss you, huh? Since you an asshole.
Yeah, where is you going?
Whatever, man.
Okay, well, check this out. We in the chat room, man. I'm going to tell you this. While we got a little time left, tomorrow's show will not be about politics.
Thank
yes. Okay.
This is
tomorrow's show will be about fucking. Something with sex city. Fuck it. Liquor, alcohol, or I mean whatever. Y'all do not know how to play nice.
Hey, fuck this bad thing, bro.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, politics makes people upset.
That's a deep subject, dog.
Goddamn son. Hey, but let me ask y'all a question, though. Let me ask y'all a question.
Now, go ahead, Obama hater.
Have a good time,
we
though.
Waiting on your question, dog.
If you be quiet and let me ask it, who didn't have a good time? Who enjoyed my conversation? You may not agree with it.
I did. I enjoyed listening to your views.
Thank you.
You know me. I
They're interesting. They're certainly interesting. I'll say that. They're very interesting.
Thank you.
Well,
God damn it. Everybody listen. You didn't agree with
I got something. I got something to say for that one, man. I got something to say about your conversation. All
right, go ahead, man. Close I'm bullshitting. Is that what you said?
Hey, cocksucker. Fuck with me, and we'll see who shits on the sidewalk.
Once again.
Nigga, please.
Now, I want to thank y'all for listening to my,
your rant, your tirade.
My viewpoint. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still sleep. Y'all still got the blinders on, but I'll excuse y'all for that.
Excuse me?
Oh,
Lord.
I will excuse all y'all for that, so.
Well, we'll excuse you. How about that?
Hey, I'm always right.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I ain't never wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what's wrong with you.
Tell him, Father Time, even when you're wrong, you're right.
I ain't never wrong.
I'm Andy.
Abortion me.
Well, that has nothing to do with me, bro. I ain't never wrong. I always tell the truth.
Even when I'm lying.
I don't lie, bro. I don't lie. I always tell the truth.
You stretch the truth.
I don't do that, neither.
Hey, Father Time, I'm finna go get my boots, man. Cause this bullshit that you got me walking in. I can't walk in my shoes, dog. I can't walk in my Jordans like this. I gotta put some boots on. This bullshit you got me walking in.
Put your boots on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm putting my boots on, cause that's bullshit.
Walk around being blind, man. Walk around, stay blind, bro. Stay blind.
Look at Father. Father Time, I gotta tell you.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
funny.
That was funny. I just put that motherfucker on there too.
That was pretty good.
Okay, it's all gravy though. I love all y'all. Y'all know that, right? I got enough love for
yep.
everybody on the show.
Hey, ladies, y'all know the 1 year anniversary since City is today, ain't it? And today the 1 year anniversary.
The 18th, man. Look, you're giving out bad information.
Is today the anniversary?
The 18th.
No,
baby,
the 18th.
Oh, the 18th. Oh, okay. The year?
1 year.
Yeah, well, check this out. Anybody that's in Gary on the 18th, let's go out. Let's get it in. Let's have fun. Let's do the damn thing. Is that cool with everybody? If you're in Gary or you're in the vicinity, come on, let's get it in. Let's go out. Father Town was supposed to be here, but his black ass ain't showing up, so I'm going to be here.
I got to be
here.
Roll
this
shit.
Father Town can't make it because he might be assassinating Bin Laden that day. I'm finna get this motherfucker.
Mute your ass.
I'm gonna show
you
him.
You got jokes.
How he supposed to goddamn run this country. Hey, dog, do your thing. Hey, but just let me know, man, because don't just show up at my house and have the FBI looking for me. You know what I'm saying? Let me know first. So I can get the lie together, dog. I got your back, man. So I can get the lie together. You know, we had a conversation about this before. Let me know first so I can lie. Instead of them coming here, I'm like, hey, I don't know what the fuck he talking about. Then they showing me pictures like, yeah, he did it.
Fuck them shoes. Fuck
he been
them
hating on the Bible for years.
Fuck your gay ass
there. Man, you must ain't got nobody to talk to.
No, I just like arguing. I don't got nobody to argue with. I just like arguing with you.
All right, well, I'm going to tell y'all now. Tomorrow there will be no politics talked about. Y'all mad.
What about the Obama song?
You said what now, sweetheart?
What about the Obama song?
No,
yeah,
they're
going
to
play the Obama song.
You got to tune in early because we're going to play the Obama song and we're going to play the Obama response. All right?
Whoa,
what
is that?
Right at 8:30?
Yeah, at 8:30, call in. We're going to play the Obama song, and then we're going to play the Obama response. And after that, all politics is over with.
All right.
After that, we get.
Now, you
we
know
get
we
got
to discuss the song. We have to discuss the song now. We have to get at least 15 minutes on in to discuss the song and the response for relative to tonight.
Chrissy.
Yes.
Don't start, girl.
Hey, Cass and Father Time, on a better note, I got some people that want to join the show and try to get themselves promoted. You know,
I
got some new Gary rappers that's trying to come out. And, I told them that, you know, Sin City promote all our Gary rappers. So if they good, we'll talk about you if you're bad, though.
They're gay? Did you say they're gay?
No, I said Gary, baby.
Oh,
Gary.
Okay. Oh,
Gary.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I've never seen
I know I'm
slurring
a little bit. I done hit a couple of shots of Remy, so excuse me.
Well, now, look. I mean, send them on, dog. Tell them we promote
yeah,
everybody.
I mean, we listen to their demos and stuff first, you know what I'm saying? And if it's all right, you know, if y'all like it or whatever, we give them a chance. I told them if it's some bullshit, we going to fuck around and talk about it. Shit.
Well, what are they going to do? Get on the show and sing?
No, they go use their demo, and then afterwards we'll talk to them afterwards and, you know, and
what's
see
the
what
the name of the group? What's the name of the group?
I don't have my paper right now. Now you got me moving around, and I'm trying to drink right now.
You're going to promote somebody. You don't even know your damn paper.
No, I mean, I know the two of the young dudes. It's two different groups, man. You know what I'm saying? Two of the young dudes.
All right. Well, on that note, any last words, man?
Much love to Sin City. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hook up for the anniversary thing. If you ain't there, come on out with us. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Fuck you very much. Candy, any last words?
Nice show. See you tomorrow.
All right. Janine, you got your last word?
Some fucking bullshit. Oh, my last word.
What's bullshit?
Move on. Move on.
All right, Princey girl, you got your last word?
Huh?
You got your last word?
Yeah, by the time it's a rockhead.
I'm a what? What you call me?
Jackass, whack ass, something.
I said
whatever
you're a rockhead.
I agree.
A rockhead.
To the rocket? I you should have kept with Jackass.
Sunshine, you got any last words?
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Jackass.
All right. Damn, I got everybody worked up today. Well, damn, people. Fuck Obama. God damn it. You got any last words, man?
Yeah, man. SinCity.Screw.com. I done changed the motherfucking dungeon around, y'all. Come on, come holler at your boy. Get it in. Let's do this. Let's have some fun tonight.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all in the chat room. Peace, love, and head grease. We out. It's a Father Time thing.
Yeah. What up? This is Dr. Dre. The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday. Keep your heads ringing.
The spectacular in a party, I go for your neck, so call me Blackula. As I drain, a nigga's juggle the vein and maintain the leaf bloodstain. So don't complain, just chill. Listen to the beats I spill, keeping it real enables me to make another meal. Still, niggas run up and try to kill at will, but get popped like a pimple. So call me clearer still. I wipe niggas off the face of the earth since birth. I've been a bad nigga. Now let me tell you what I'm worth. More than a I cause drama, the enforcer. Music floats like a flying saucer. On a 747 jet, never forget. I'm that nigga that keeps the whole panties wet. The mic gets smoked once you hit a beat kick. With grooves so funky, they come with a speed stick. So check the flavor that I'm bringing. The motherfucking D.R.E. I'll keep they motherfucking heads ringing. Stop and go. Dre came to wax you, so just call me Mop and Glow. Minutes fly too, but can't rock with. I'm 6'1", 225, a pure chocolate. Your chances of jacking me a Slim G, cause I rock from summer to Santa comes down the chimney. Ho, 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 and so, as I continue to flow, cause yo, I'm just a fly Nick Rowe, so check the flavor that I'm bringing. The motherfucking D.R.E., I keep they motherfucking heads ringing. I keep the motherfucking heads ringing. Yeah, I keep the heads ringing. Get it, get it, get it. I keep the heads ringing. Yeah, come on. Yeah, Death Row back up in that ass. For the 199 to the nickel. So all you motherfuckers out there trying to see what this is, don't even try. Couldn't see it for binoculars. They dig it. Yeah. I know you're bobbing your head. Cause I can see you. I know you're bobbing your head. Cause I can see you. You can't see me? Yeah. Death Row, let me know you in the house.